we're back, fellow Freedom fans. David Allen Carmichael here on the 104.3 FM for the Liberty Works Radio Network. Our number here is 888-850-1872. 850-1872. All eights. I like, you know what's good about the numbers? All eights. That's easy to remember. 850 is the same as the area code of Tallahassee. That's kind of nice. And then, of course, it's 1-USA. That's 888-850-1872. When we went to the previous segment that we had broadcast, we talked about this article about the thing that the Pope Benedict the 16th wrote regarding a thing where he said that there needs to be a united, I'm trying to find the words that he used there, but essentially, a true world political authority. He says there's an urgent need for a true world political authority. The question is, who should it be? Who should be the true one world political authority? Which should it be, a committee? What should be the true world political authority? You can give us a call at 888-850-1872 and let us know what should that true world political authority be. I know there's a guy in history, his name was Daniel, and he wrote this thing and he said, ultimately, he actually described the governments. He described the Babylonian kingdom. He described the Medes and the Persians. And he described the Roman situation that we effectively still have a Republican, Democratic, Republican, partly strong, partly weak form of government. And he said that the next government is going to be completely different, going to completely obliterate the political setup we've got today. I think it'll be a true world political authority. I think it will be. It's worked out in the past. Let's see what happens in the future. This letter that Pope Benedict the 16th wrote, he said that it's for all the people of goodwill, and it reminds them of their moral duties and financial dealings. I agree with that. Love God, love your neighbor as yourself, because if you can't love God and mammon. You see those? Watch what it says. It says, profit is useful. Now, this is a good statement. Profit is useful if it serves as a means toward an end. And ultimately, it should be loving God, loving your neighbor as yourself. That's the way it works out. Once profit, this is what Pope Benedict XVI said, once profit becomes the exclusive goal, the end rather than the means, you see, because what happens if profit is the end, is acquiring wealth is the end, you may sacrifice your neighbor and you may sacrifice God on the way to get that end. But he said, once profit becomes the exclusive goal, if it is produced by improper means and without the common good as its ultimate end, it risks destroying wealth and creating poverty. Okay, those are one. Destroying wealth and creating poverty is essentially a couple of the ills that are a natural cause and effect of doing the wrong thing. But here's something I've got in red. Again, you're listening to 104.3. I'm David Allen Carmichael. Our number here is 888-850-1872. This is Pope Benedict XVI warned that globalization, properly managed, could open up unprecedented possibility of large scale, and he's saying this is a good thing, unprecedented possibility of large scale redistribution of wealth on a worldwide scale. Folks, are we there? This is the word. These are the words, the written words of Pope Benedict XVI, I guess as they've been translated into English. Pope Benedict XVI warned globalization, properly managed, could. So he warned? Is this? I think it's hard to tell whether this is. Okay, but properly managed opened up the unprecedented possibility of large-scale redistribution of wealth on a worldwide scale. It says, but badly directed, okay, here's the context of this, but badly directed, it could lead to an increase in poverty and inequality and could even trigger a global crisis. My goodness, I'm quite fascinated. If you've got a different perspective on this, of course, give us a call at 888-850-1872. It seems that what we're hearing from Pope Benedict XVI is what we're hearing from the current powers of Congress, the current strongest party in office in the Congress right now from the executive agent that's currently in the office in the United States. And this is just completely contrary to what the generations that have come before us in America have been supposedly working hard against. Pope Benedict said, hey, globalization properly managed opens up an unprecedented possibility of large-scale redistribution of wealth on a worldwide scale. But you know how you get into that, by the way? A little trivia. If you would like to get a driver's license, an occupational license, professional license, marriage license, recreational license, Section 666 of the Federal Welfare Code would require you to embrace a particular universal identification number as an element of your identity. Yes, it is Section 666 of the Federal Welfare Code. And by the way, their little mechanism in the Federal Welfare Code happens to be paralleled throughout the globe, country to country. Some countries, by treaty design, it's just what's happening today, is that the Pope, the head of the Catholic Church, as far as in the church earthly structure, has basically called for unprecedented large-scale redistribution of wealth on a worldwide scale. And see, that's with the police power of the one true political authority, is what he's calling for. Is this troubling to anybody? Am I just like the lone wolf? Am I the guy out in the wilderness? Or the Liberty Works Radio Network, a few guys that are tag teaming out in the wilderness? Is it a coincidence that I like honey? I don't like locusts, okay? And I don't wear camel skin. This is just really weird, folks. You know, there's a lot of things that people just, oh, the Bible's just a bunch of good stories. Oh, is it? Well, it forecasts some things, and we're there. We're getting there. This is the most insane, weird, just part of our history. We're there, folks. We're right in the crux of a big times era changing in America and globally simultaneously. Okay, we're going to go on to something else that I've left you with that to stir in your head. Hey, by the way, you know, one other thing I got to say here. If you've never read the Bible, I encourage you to start doing it. Because a lot of people, they'll go to churches, they're told, oh, just a bunch of nice stories. Figure the odds, pal. When things start coming true, when the biology teachers are telling you that everything's by accident, oh, by the way, let's describe the design of this accident. There's a point where you can't keep checking your brain out at the door. There's a point where you got to check in and go, wait a minute, there's something huge going on here. Something huge. So I highly recommend it. Read the Bible. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Revelation. Good stuff. It's pretty exciting. It'll make you believe the other stuff. I'll tell you what, the more you learn about it, the better it gets. So that's just a word of advice from me. Take it or leave it. It's great. You can give me a call at 888-850-1872. Now, this is a scary article. I read Newsweek magazine article. It's on newsweek.com. And this is what it says. It says, Barack Obama represents Catholics better than the Pope does. Isn't that something? Barack Obama represents Catholics better than the Pope does. Well, not on the New World Order. I mean, it seemed based on those scary but true, but that I'm not just making an assertion of what Pope Benedict XVI believes. This is a draft of his most current document that came out this week, and actually preparation for his meeting with Barack Obama. Now, this is pretty haughty, this, in my opinion, Newsweek article. Barack Obama represents Catholics better than the Pope does. This is scary. I say, isn't it rather that possibly American Catholics represent themselves as having the opinions of Mr. Obama rather than Pope Benedict? I think maybe it may be that they're, I mean, think about this. It's almost like Mr. Pope Benedict XVI was raised in an American school. I don't know. It's just, okay. Now watch this. This is what Newsweek said. And this is just bad news. And I hate the fact that we can't be more upbeat with this. But this stuff is really kind of creepy. This is what Newsweek said. In truth, though, Obama's pragmatic approach to divisive policy Let's see. And his social, and what they said in parentheses, his, this is, they meant that when they said his approach to divisive policy, they meant that Mr. Obama has a notion that we should acknowledge the good faith underlying the opposing viewpoints. Sometimes good faith is not a part of opposing viewpoints. And by the way, sometimes when you just say everybody's got opposing viewpoints, then nobody gets to the truth. And Mr. Obama's social justice agenda reflect the views of American Catholic laity much more closely than those vocal bishops and pro-life activists. Those vocal bishops, those evil conservatives, right? Those vocal, evil, vocal bishops and evil, this is what this is implying, pro-life activists, pro-life extremists. Ay, 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 there's an opposite of pro-life. When it says, now look how disrespectful Newsweek is. I'm going to quote them. When Obama meets the Pope tomorrow, they'll politely disagree about reproductive freedoms. Look at that, reproductive freedoms and homosexuality. That's an oxymoron, but Catholics back home won't care because they know Obama's on their side. In fact, Obama's agenda is closer to their views than even the Pope's. Ay, ay, ay. What is going on here, folks? And it might be. I will tell you that the most corrupting influence that I had as a teenager happened to be friends that certainly did faithfully attend the Catholic Church. Of course, one of my actual best friend during my high school years happens to be the guy who led the 500-member lawsuit against the Archdiocese in Los Angeles because of Clinton Hagenbeck, who was a molester. He tried to get me, but I dodged it. You know why? This priest mocked me because of my purity. And then all my buddies who were Catholic, they're standing around the priest while he's handing out alcohol. You know, he's handing out bourbon to all these teenage boys. And they're all going, ah, Dave, you jerk. Ah, you're just such a wimp. Oh, you know, you're not doing certain things with your girlfriend, you know, like all us guys are. You know, I mean, it was really corrupt. So, I mean, it's possible, depending on the parish and activities of a certain group, yeah, there might be people that think doing the wrong thing is the right thing. And they may not be in line with the view of Pope Benedict XVI. It's very possible. They may be more akin to views of, modern American politicians and things. That could be true. I don't know. But, I mean, ultimately, as I said earlier, that we're supposed to just do those things that are right, because everything we'll do with every secret thing will be coming under scrutiny eventually. And so it's better to just fear God and keep his commandments, right? Individually, that's what we ought to do. Love our neighbor as ourselves. That's my goal. I'm a Christian extremist. Even more intriguing, this is what Newsweek says. I got to tell you, I'm not for what Newsweek is saying. I disagree with them. I think they're off. And I think the person who's writing this is corrupt and degenerate. And that's why we have a need of government. It's because folks like this person who's writing this Newsweek article. So we'll keep them not mentioned. But even more intriguing is the Pope's support for political activism. He's commending the Pope for getting on board with the global socialist New World Order agenda. So that's kind of thing. I got to summarize because I'm running out of time. And then he says, but they part the ways there because Obama might call it empathy while the Pope preaches love, listening to the other. I just want to summarize here. It says a hierarchy in the Catholic Church ignores women equalities and gays cry for justice because to heed to them would require that it would admit error. So the Newsweek of writer believes that the Pope's perspective, morality, biblical perspective with regard to this strange self-destructive activity is an error. Folks, we're there. We're here at the Liberty Works Radio Network. We're trying to bring truth, broad truth in broadcasting. We got to renew our minds, folks. We got to get back on course. We got to save our children. The only way to do it is take up the role that we've got to do today. Hey, we'll be back. Give us a call, 888-850-1872.